T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hey. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So would you be cool if your ex bought a house across the street from you? Because that's what's happening with Giselle and Tom. Giselle Bundchen bought the house right across the street in Miami where Tom Brady is building a house. Now, I get it, co-parenting-wise. It's great. Your kids are going to be able to see both of their parents all the time. Her house is just as amazing. It's $11 million, the house Giselle bought. It's got everything you can think of, including a boat dock in the back like his does, a movie theater. You know how these celebrities live. So it's interesting. Now, I'm all for the co-parenting. Hey, you live near each other and the kids can go back and forth. I'm a single mom. My kids would love to be able to just ride their bike back and forth between their mom and dad's house. But here's where I think it's going to be interesting. Because I know a couple, true story, who split up and she moved out of the house, but their neighbors still lived there. And the neighbors would see the constant rotation of women come when after they got separated over to the ex-husband's house when he didn't have the kids. And no, whatever, he's allowed to do what he wants. But imagine that being your ex watching the rotation of people coming in and out of your house that you're dating. I mean, that's just awkward. So there you go. Giselle and Tom are going to be living across the street from each other because Giselle bought a house right by the one he's building. So it's Allie live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. And I was just saying we had such great weather yesterday. It was so nice. And then we wake up to this nonsense today. So I couldn't decide if I wanted to get a winter coat out. I opted not to do it. I am just in a lot of layers and I have on, you know, a pretty thick hoodie that I can wear. And so I said, you know, what temp does it have to be before you will get out your winter coat? First up on the phones, I haven't talked to you in a minute. It's good to hear from you. Welcome back, Mackenzie in South Milwaukee.
Well, hello, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I've been busy. Just had a lot going on, but well, I'm back.
It's okay. I'm glad you're back. We all have stuff. We have these moments where we're busy and we have stuff going on, but it's good to hear you back.
And end of the quarter was last week for school. Oh, insane.
Because you're a teacher. Yep, lots going on. You probably had conferences. Do you have conferences?
We did back in October, yeah.
Ah, yes. So, Mackenzie, what does the temp have to be for you to get out a winter coat?
I'd say right around like 30 degrees or so. Right now, I'm driving to work in a sweatshirt. I don't have much on because I'm kind of in denial of the fact it's getting colder.
Right.
But I'd say right around like 30 degrees, but I'm a big winter hat wearer. I called in a couple weeks ago about wearing a hat to bed when I go in the winter. So I'm a big like winter hat wearer. So I'll wear a winter hat with a sweatshirt for like as long as I can before I get too cold.
Yeah.
And then I'll bring out the winter coat. But otherwise, it's just sometimes like a zip up or just like a basic, you know, little jacket before I bring out the winter one.
Yeah. So you're saying 30 degrees and you'll get the winter coat out and not feel bad about it.
Yeah. Probably right around there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's fair. I'll take that for sure, Mackenzie. Yeah. Then I won't feel bad if when I wear my coat tonight when I leave the house.
It's dropping. Yeah. Tonight probably. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not in the mood for this cold, but it is what it is. Welcome to Wisconsin, right?
Exactly.
All right. Well, you have a good day at school, Mackenzie. Okay.
Hey, you have a great day.
Next up, it's our girl, Sam, in Kenosha. Here we go. Long day. With your theme song. Hey, girl.
Yeah.
You are the latest listener to get a theme song for calling in 5 days in a row. You picked Luke Combs. Welcome.
I know, it brings me a little bit of joy.
Hey,
every time.
Fine with me. You introduced me to a song I didn't know because you know I'm not the biggest country gal, but that's okay. Sam, what does the temp have to be for you to get out the winter coat?
So I think my definite is probably in the 20s, mm-hmm. like 20 degrees.
Okay.
I love fall because I love getting to layer, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody gets excited to throw on a shirt and then throw on a cute sweater or a flannel over it.
Yep.
And mm-hmm. I'm not ready to give that up until like Christmas time.
Sure, absolutely.
Almost more like around Christmas that I'm actually willing to pull out a thick coat. I want to enjoy my layering as long as possible.
Well, and a lot of times it doesn't even get cold until January. Let's be real. You know, December is cold, but it's manageable. And then January, February, March, we just hate our lives, right? When the snow kicks in and all that. So I feel you on that. All right, you're going
like
20.
It's exciting around Christmas, but
yeah, mm-hmm.
I give up by the time January rolls around and I'm ready
to.
For a coat.
You have to. You can't. Especially, it depends also how much you're outside. I mean, I drove to work and walked inside. I'm not really outside much, you know? That makes it easy to not wear a winter coat. But if you're outside, it would be a lot different, right? So
you're so right.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for calling, Sam. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
Thanks for having me.
Of
Y'all
course.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
All right, bye.
Next up, it's my girl, and I know you work outside, so I can't wait to hear what you say. Saucy Sandra, welcome.
Hey, girl, hey.
Hey, girl, hey.
Yes, I'm different.
That's for sure.
So my answer might not be somebody else's answer.
That's okay. That's okay.
I have been wearing my jacket now for a couple weeks. However, I am always the person who layers it up, and it's always ending up getting ripped off by the end of the day.
Because you get hot with too much on right now.
Oh, yeah. I'm working. I'm moving around so much. I am sweating. And then when you sweat and then you get cold, it is horrible. Mm-hmm. You never warm back up. So I always keep the layers and will have my jacket on.
Well, and it's hard to go from what we had yesterday where it was just beautiful.
Tell me about it.
Oh, yes.
Shorts and a tank top yesterday, and now I'm wearing insulated pants and a long sleeve shirt and a sweatshirt and the jacket.
Yep. I met a friend out for dinner last night and I couldn't believe how many people I saw in shorts and t-shirts. I was like, yes, live your life, everybody.
Right?
Live your life. Because we knew today it was not going to be pretty. So
exactly. Live it up.
Live it up.
Because it's not going to last.
And it hasn't lasted and here we are.
True story.
Well, thanks for calling, Sandra. You have a great day.
Of course. You as well.
Bye.
Bye.
Next up, Hammer is his name in Milwaukee. Well, good morning, Hammer. How are you?
Well, good morning to you, Allie. I'm doing great.
It's good to hear from someone new. I like new people. What's going on?
I'm going to try and go for that 5 days in a row for MC Hammer. Can't touch this.
That would be a perfect theme song for you, Hammer. All right, I'm putting you on the board right now. Day one, Hammer in Milwaukee. You're in, Hammer. So tell me, what temperature does it have to be out? Because this is interesting hearing from men and women. What temp does it have to be outside before you'll get the winter coat out?
I haven't worn a winter jacket in about 15 years.
Oh, you're one of those guys. Oh, you wear shorts in the winter too?
Yep. My winter attire is boots.
Boots. That's it. Okay. Okay. Really? No winter coat. Do you wear like a big flannel or something?
Nope.
Nothing.
Shorts and t-shirt.
Stop it.
Shoveling and everything.
Stop. Even when it's snowing, stop. Are you serious right now?
Yep. Yes,
wow. Well, you're not alone in this state. We all know the guy who wears shorts in winter, okay? And you're that guy, Hammer, and I'm always going to remember you as that guy.
All
right.
That sounds awesome.
So you say no winter coat at all. All right. You have a great day, too.
Yep.
Talk to you later. We'll talk to you on Monday for day two, okay?
Sounds good.
Next up, we have Ashley in Cudahy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Did you hear what Hammer just said?
Look,
we all know that guy. I was married once, and my ex-father-in-law, who I loved, always wore shorts in the winter, and it cracked me up, man. We all know that guy, I'm telling you.
I have coworkers that do that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's just hilarious. Oh, yeah, no.
You teach in a high school. Don't you have high schoolers who probably do that, or no?
My kids, my building is just
cold all year round. So it's great for summer. Mm-hmm. But my kids are already wearing their winter jackets because it's cold in there.
Okay. All right.
So
sure.
I technically am wearing, I have my space heater for my feet because if my feet get cold, I'm done. But I will not start wearing my jacket until it hits like low 30s.
Yeah, for sure.
And then after that, it's on like Donkey Kong.
Yeah. Oh, no, no, no. Like today I got off with just the really the layers and the sweatshirt, you know, but as soon as it gets below, like I'm going out tonight with my kids. We're going to go downtown and see Jurassic World live at the Pfizer. I'm wearing a coat tonight because I'm not going to be stuck outside. Yeah. And no, no, no. Thank you. Ain't happening.
No, no, that's like hat.
Right. And what's funny is
enchilada.
Owen will want to wear shorts and nothing. That just like the, you know, hammer over there. He'll be like, well, I don't need a coat, Mom. I'll be fine. So
and he'll be sniffling tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah, he'll be sniffling tomorrow.
So you say low 30s is what you're or below 30 at least. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll take it. I like it. Well, thanks for calling, Ashley. You have a great day.
Thanks. You have a great weekend.
All right. You too.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so yesterday on the show, I talked about how Jennifer Aniston, for the first time ever, speaking out about her struggles with infertility. We never knew any of this, and she did a new interview in Allure magazine where she talks about how for years people lied about her, saying she wouldn't have a baby with Brad Pitt, and, you know, she wouldn't give him a child, and she was very, very candid. We learned things we never knew about her, that she had gone through IVF. She said she was drinking Chinese teas. She said she tried everything, and she wishes at the time, in the early 2000s, someone had looked at her and just said, freeze your eggs, do yourself a favor. She said, you just don't think it unless somebody suggests it, and nobody did. So, obviously, she felt awful that that was some of the rhetoric after her and Brad Pitt split up. She said it was absolute lies, the narratives that I was just selfish and I just cared about my career. And God forbid a woman successful and doesn't have a child. And that was the reason Brad left her. She said it was all nonsense. She wanted a child and it just didn't happen for her. She is 53 now, looking damn good, girl. But she says she has zero regrets on how everything worked out. Now, she obviously is going to help a lot of women by speaking about this, but one of her exes came out in full support, which is so sweet. Justin Theroux, who I still, he's so hot, but I forget they were married because they were married for 2 years from 2015 to 2017. And after she shared all of this and the Allure shoot, she put all of this on her Instagram on Wednesday. And then her ex-husband, Justin Theroux, came in and dropped a fist bump and a heart emoji on the post, which people thought was adorable because obviously he was being supportive and they're still cool. So we learned a lot about Jennifer Aniston this week, and I can't imagine what that's like.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so today's is from Jason. He wrote in to Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com. You can also slide in to our DMs or my DMs on Facebook, Instagram. You get the picture. Here's what Jason wrote in. He wants to know if he's a jerk for dating the girl that rejected his friend. Listen to this one. Here's what he said. He said, hey, my friend went out with this woman we work with for one date. And then she told him she just wanted to be friends after. He took it pretty hard because he has the biggest crush on her. Fast forward to this past weekend. I saw her randomly out at a bar and she confessed how she has a crush on me. I told her that my friend was really into her. She said she found my friend annoying and not her type. She wants to go out with me this weekend. I know how my friend is. He's going to get very mad and emotional about the whole thing. So here's why I'm struggling with all of this. I've always been into her, but backed off when I knew my friend liked her. Now that I know how she feels about him, I feel like I should be allowed to go out with her. We both seem to like each other, and I'd love to see where this goes. Am I a jerk if I go out with this woman? Jason. That's what Jason wrote in today. He wants to know, is he the jerk for dating the girl that rejected his friend? 414-533-1037. You can give your input right now. You can text or call 414-533-1037. We'll take your calls next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, Jason wrote in today. He wanted to know if he is a jerk for dating the girl that rejected his friend, okay? His friend went out with this girl that they work with. He really likes her. They went on one date. Then she told him she just wanted to be friends. But now she's telling him that she wants to date him, Jason. So he likes her. He's always wanted to date her. But he wants to know if he's a jerk if he goes out with this woman, because obviously his friend likes her. And I guess he doesn't want to cause any problems. So let's go ahead and go to the phones and get your input this morning. First up, everybody knows this one. Welcome to the show. Good morning. Happy Friday, Destiny.
Yay.
Good morning.
Put your hands in the air because it's a Friday. Hey, this poor guy.
Yeah, what do you think about Jason?
He gonna feel like he in two relationships if he date that girl right now.
Okay, go on.
Because he's gonna lie to his best friend when he goes out. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm not going with her. And then he's gonna lie to her when he's gonna go meet her. Nah, bro, you don't do that. Come on now, it's too fresh.
You say
he
no.
Can't have your cake and eat it too.
Yeah.
Nah, he can't date her right now. What's wrong with dude?
So
why didn't he ask her first before his friend found out? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know, but he wants to go out with her.
Yeah, he's being a little sissy. No, he's being a sissy.
He feels like it's okay since they already went out and she doesn't like his friend that he's allowed to date her now and it's free game. But yeah, you're right.
The fire was hot and his friend touched it. He pushed his friend in the fire. He said, oh, it's too hot. And then he was like, oh, well, it's not too hot for me, so let me go. That's what he did. No, bro, man, you can't do that. That's cheating, bro. Leave her alone.
Jason is a jerk, according to Destiny. That's one yes
Jason's
so far.
A jerk. Hey, can I change my theme song come December 1st to a Christmas song?
All right, I'll allow it. What the hell?
Ooh.
I'm in charge around here. Let's do it. What?
You know what else it is today? Today's Veterans Day, so shout out to all my veterans and to myself. So thank you very much for letting me have the platform for that 5 seconds.
Of course. You could have it for more than 5 seconds. We could even open up the lines later and thank veterans. Absolutely. I'm down for that on Veterans Day. Of course. Likewise.
Yeah,
I got a grandpa.
All my free food right now.
Go get your free food. That's right. It is Veterans Day. You get free food all over the place. Hey, my grandpa and my uncle, both veterans. I respect it. So, yes, happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there. And thank you for your service. So, all right, Destiny.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. We will talk to you next week. So, and you can have your theme song come December, okay?
Yes. And Jason, you're a jerk, bro. Sorry, bro.
Jason's a jerk. All right. We'll talk to you later, Destiny. Bye-bye. Next up, we haven't heard from her in a minute. Welcome back to the show, Lindsay in Franksville.
Hey, you had some topics I was not coming to the 10-foot pole.
Wait, what did you just say?
You've had some topics I was not touching with a 10-foot pole.
Fair enough. Yesterday was a very intense one with
the funeral. And then, I'm like, not it.
That's okay. That's okay. You're back. This is a little bit lighter, but relatable for a lot of people. Is Jason a jerk for dating the girl that rejected his friend? What do you think?
I don't think he's a jerk. Like, he didn't actively go after her, and he gave him that chance and things like that. I agree with Destiny. It's a little too fresh right now. It's going to hurt his friend, but I mean,
it's a matter
of, you get friend zoned, and that's not your fault.
But is it a matter of, does he care about his friendship with the other guy? And if not, I guess go for it, right? Because he's probably going to lose that friendship. So it's like, how important is this? And then if it doesn't work out with this girl, he's got nobody. We've seen that happen with a lot of people, right?
Yes.
Which is how it could turn.
I mean, It seems like a very sticky situation, and right around the holidays, yikes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what do you say? You say no. All right, so we're split right down the middle right now. One yes, one no. All right.
Welcome back, Allie. Have a great weekend.
You too. Good to talk to you. We'll talk to you later. Next up, we've got Whitney and Racine. Whitney, I'm so happy for you. You got through again. It's day two. You're working towards your theme song. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. What do you think? Is Jason a jerk for dating the girl that rejected his friend?
Absolutely. I feel like you shouldn't do that to your friend, and especially if he took it really hard.
Yeah.
Like, took it to heart. I don't think that was cool at all to go for it.
That's a good point.
I mean, you can wait some time.
Sure. And you think it'd be okay if they gave it some time, then maybe?
Then maybe, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think he just kind of just swooped in for the kill, you know, and you don't do that to your friends, you know?
Right, right. That's not being a good friend. That's for sure. Absolutely. So a lot of people are saying it's just too soon if he does decide to date this girl, that Jason is a jerk. Okay, so that's two yeses and one no so far. Well, thanks for calling in, Whitney. I'll talk to you on Monday for day three, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye. Next up, he's back. We haven't heard from him in a hot minute, and we need a guy's take on this anyway. Welcome back to the show, Doug in Milwaukee. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Teach me how to dug it.
Doug, it's been a minute. It's been a minute, but I'm glad you're back.
Thank you.
What do you think, Doug? Is Jason a jerk for dating the girl that rejected his friend?
There is a lot to unfold here. Okay. I don't know what time we have, but listen.
Whatever you want, go for it.
First off, I love how all the girls call in when the girl in this situation was the one that's cool with it. But let's just talk about, I've had this in both situations where I actually was in his spot where the girl liked me instead of my friend.
Okay.
And then, but I also have been on the other side of that too, where I've tried to like a girl and the girl liked my friend.
Oof, yeah.
So it's tough. I think in the long run, I don't think he's a jerk, because honestly, that's tough. It's hard to pass up. If you have a connection with her, it's hard to pass that up.
So but did you date the girl? When you were in this position, did you date the girl that rejected your friend? Tell the truth, Doug.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's hard. I mean, it is hard because you know how it is. When you like somebody, it's like, you know, even if he didn't like her and she liked him, like, that's still, like, that to a guy, that attraction is just, it's awesome. It's awesome to have.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what he needs to do before he goes out with her, and I hope he's listening, is that he needs to just go to his buddy and talk to him. Because if his buddy's a true friend, he's just going to be like, yeah, bro, I understand, dude. You can do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. So, okay, so that's good advice. You're saying he's not a jerk, but he does need to go talk to his friend before he goes out with the girl. Okay.
Yeah,
that's a good compromise. That's a good compromise. Yeah. All right. Well, Doug, it was good to hear from you again. We'll talk to you later, all right?
I'm glad you're doing great.
Thank you. I'm glad to have you back. It's been a minute. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
All right, thank you.
Bye, Doug. Finally, it's going to be a tiebreaker for her today because we are split down the middle. Two no's, two yeses. Welcome to the show, LaToya in Milwaukee. Good morning, LaToya.
Morning.
You are the tiebreaker today. What a position to be in. Do you think Jason's a jerk for dating the girl that rejected his friend?
Well, first, I want to say, so, like, of course, it's morning, it's school time, so I'm, like, I'm dropping my daughter and her friend off, and they go to middle school, and they're like, this is what we deal with in middle school, so.
Right? Tell them it never ends, apparently.
Exactly. That's what I told them. I said, it never ends.
Yep.
But, so, I think I want to piggyback off of Doug. I totally agree with what Doug said.
Mm-hmm.
I do not think he's a jerk. I just think that he needs to be transparent, because I'm an avid believer that you can't help who you like. However, you can control your actions.
Mm-hmm.
So have a conversation with your friend. If he is a true friend, he'll understand that obviously it wasn't going to work between him and the young lady, and give his friend a shot at the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he'll be his best man in their wedding.
Okay, so he's a jerk or he isn't a jerk? Yes or no, LaToya?
He's not a jerk.
That's
just
a no.
Be trans with your friend.
So as long as he goes and talks to the friend, he's not a jerk, is what you're saying.
Absolutely. Go talk to him and clear things with him first, and then take the young lady on date.
Okay. Well, you were the tiebreaker, LaToya, so you confirmed it's no. Three no's to two yeses. Jason is not a jerk for dating the girl that rejected his friend. Awkward. All right. Have a great day. Tell the kids I said hello, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye. We'll talk to you later. So there you go. It is official. Jason is not a jerk, according to you guys.
What's up? Hi. What up? Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right. So Matthew Perry just had his book come out where he talks about all his struggles with addiction. I did watch the interview special with Diane Sawyer. It was on Hulu. fascinating listening to him talk about struggling all those years, being on the set of Friends, and just having all these addiction problems, and how the cast supported him, some more than others, but all of them were there for him. He was very close, apparently, with Jennifer Aniston. And he said that, you know, he was a nightmare to work with. Some of his co-stars seem to agree, because now they're asking some of those people. He was doing movies at the time as well, because he was on Top of the World. Friends was doing so well. So he had this movie, Serving Sarah. And he did say in his interview that I saw that they had to shut down production because his addiction was so bad. You know, he was slurring. He just couldn't work. He wasn't functional. And so they asked his co-star from that movie, Elizabeth Hurley. They sat her down and said, you know, what was that like when you guys filmed that movie in 2002? And she said, to be honest, it was a nightmare working with him at that time. She said, as everyone knows now, that's why our movie was shut down. But when we came back, he was great. So he went and took the time to get help. And she said, once he was back from rehab, everything was much better. They said they were very angry at the time when they had to shut it down, obviously, because everyone was just kind of sitting around. But it was okay when he came back. And as Matthew Perry talks about in his book and in the interview I saw, he said, you know, it tanked anyway. So it didn't end up mattering that the movie Serving Sarah, in the end, it wasn't that big of a deal as far as the performance. But it's interesting when she opened up and said, yes, it was a total nightmare. He talked about his struggle with alcohol and how it eventually progressed onto pills. And the whole thing was interesting. So if you haven't read the book, I suggest watching the one-hour special with Diane Sawyer, because I saw it on Hulu. It was good. It is Allie live from the AdamDeputy.com studios, and I was just saying on the air that it is Veterans Day, so we have to take a moment to stop the show and thank all of our veterans, thank them for our service. I have family members that have served, my grandfather, my uncle, and I know lots of you listening have served. Thank you for your service, and of course, lots of friends and family members listening. So I'm opening the phone lines and the texts. You can call in. We're going to thank our veterans today live on the air, 414-533-1037. You can call or text that number, 414-533-1037. Let's go straight to the phones this morning. Good morning to Steve in Milwaukee. How are you?
I'm doing good, and you?
I'm doing good. Would you like to thank a veteran today?
Yeah, I'd like to thank my uncle and my cousin. They were veterans for 20 years.
Fantastic. Well, thank you to them for their service, Steve, and thank you for calling in.
And thank you, and you have a good day.
You too. Next Bye. Up, Devin in Sussex. We're going to try to get to as many as we can today. Devin, who would you like to thank today for their service on Veterans Day?
I would like to thank my grandpa for his service during the Vietnam War.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Yes, thank you to your grandpa, and thank you for calling in. We appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Have a great day, Devin. Next up, Jennifer is in Kenosha. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Giving a shout out to all of our veterans today on Veterans Day, thanking them for their service. Who would you like to shout out on the air today?
I would like to thank my grandpa for his service. Mm-hmm. And I also have a nephew that is got 3 years left in the Navy, and I would like to shout out to him, Zach.
Mm. What's his name, Jennifer?
His name is Zach.
Oh, you said Zach. Okay, I missed that. All right, so thank you to Zach, your nephew, who's still in the service. All right. Well, Jennifer, thank you for calling in today.
Thank you, and have a wonderful morning.
You too. Next up, we've got Jessica in Saukville. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
Do you have a veteran that you would like to shout out and thank for their service today on Veterans Day?
Absolutely, to all of them, but most especially to my brother, Nick Warwick, and his whole troop, HAF.
Very, very nice. Thank you to your brother, Nick, and his whole troop. I love it. You got the whole troop in there. That's fantastic. Yes. Thank you to all of them. And thanks for calling in, Jessica.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. We've got Becky in Whitewater. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning.
We are shouting out our veterans, thanking them for their service today. It won't be enough, but we're doing the best we can. So, Becky, who would you like to give a shout out to this morning?
I would like to give a shout out to my dad that served in the Vietnam War and my little brother that served over in Iraq. Mm-hmm. He was an MP.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, thank you to both of them and thank them for their service. Thank you,
thank
Becky.
You
have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Uh-huh. Stephanie is in North Prairie. Stephanie, do you have a veteran that you would like to give a shout out to and thank for their service this morning?
Yes, I do, Allie. Mm-hmm. I have some friends, okay. Jeff and Terry Prizer, and their daughter, Sam. They've all served in the military.
Amazing.
And also my uncles. I have Uncle Mark and Uncle Work, and my cousins. They live in Kansas, mm-hmm. but they've all been in the Air Force. And thank you, veterans. We wouldn't have the U.S. without you.
That's right.
And God bless the mm-hmm. USA.
That's right. That's right. Thank you for calling in today, Stephanie. Thanks for those shout outs. Yes. And thank you to your family members. Next up, we have Jackie, Bella, and Eliana in Brookfield. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Hi. Who would you like to shout out this morning for Veterans Day?
So my Uncle Joe. Mm-hmm.
And then we have a nephew, Mario, that's in Florida, who's actually a wounded veteran, and then we have another uncle, and then we have a lot of other family and friends.
Mm-hmm, absolutely, and as we just talked to Stephanie, who said we couldn't do it without them, so we have got to be appreciative to our veterans and be thankful today. Every day we should be thankful, but today we're going to be extra thankful and give them their shout-outs and the respect they deserve. So thank you, ladies, for calling in. I'll talk to you guys on Monday, okay?
Okay.
All right, have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye.
They're so cute. I see all of your texts coming in as well to 414-533-1037. You can call or text that number. I see sending a shout out to Southside Sean. He did 9 years in the Army and was in Iraq on 2 deployments. So shout out to you, Southside Sean. Thank you for your service. We can still take more calls. I'm not afraid to stop on this one. It is Veterans Day. We need to give some respect. Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Miranda.
Hi, Miranda. What city are you calling from this morning?
I'm calling from Pewaukee.
Okay. And who would you like to give a shout out to and say thank you for your service on this Veterans Day?
I'd like to thank my brother, Brandon. He's a Purple Heart Marine, mm-hmm. and he fought over in Iraq.
So he's amazing and strong. I mean, stronger than I could ever be, that's for sure. So thank you to your brother for his service, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Good morning, Kiss FM. Oh, I lost that one. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hi, this is Carrie.
Hi, Carrie. Where are you calling from this morning?
I am calling from Union Grove.
Wonderful. And who would you like to recognize this morning on Veterans Day?
I want to recognize my grandmother's boyfriend. His name is Bob, and he turned 100 years old on Halloween.
Wow. So, he's seen it all, hasn't he?
Yes. So thank you to everyone for their services, of course.
Of course.
Have a good day.
Thank you. You have a great day, too. I see all of your texts coming in, and I appreciate your calls this morning. Okay, we'll take one more. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who is this?
Justin from Pewaukee.
Oh, hi, Justin in Pewaukee. Don't take offense. I'm not going to play your theme song today because I don't think it's appropriate. We do Veterans Day shout outs and recognize all of our veterans and thank them for their service. Who would you like to recognize today?
Both of my grandfathers, mm-hmm. as well as both of my uncles, and I have 2 cousins currently active.
Wow. So a lot of people in your life serving and have served. So thank you to them and thank you for their service. All right. Thank you for calling in this morning, Justin.
Of course.
We will talk to you later. And again, happy Veterans Day. Make sure you say thank you to all the veterans in your life.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.